From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo emphasizes the spirit of self-reliance at the opening of PDIP National Working Meeting. President Joko Widodo and SoftBank Chairman Masayoshi Son discuss potential cooperation. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo attended the opening of the first National Working Meeting, or Rakernas, and the commemoration of the 47th anniversary of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, or PDIP, in Jakarta on Friday afternoon. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia's economy could still survive amid the global economic turmoil. However, the current account deficit continues to be a challenge for the national economy. Thus, he emphasized that the Indonesian government would prioritize economic transformation by reducing raw materials such as crude palm oil and nickel. President Joko Widodo perceived that instead of exporting these two materials and selling them cheaply, it is better to process and consume them domestically. This effort will make Indonesia self-reliant in the economic, political, and cultural field.
Intinya, seperti yang dikatakan Bung Karno dalam Trisaktinya, kita harus berdikari di bidang ekonomi.
The point is what Bung Karno said in his three concept Trisakti, we must be independent in the economic field, so we are not easily pressured by anyone, any country, and we must be politically independent and politically sovereign. Because we have everything, we can process by ourselves. That's what Bung Karno taught. Trisakti, sovereign in politics, self-reliant in economic and personality in culture. The first National Working Meeting and the commemoration of the 47th anniversary of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, or PDIP, entitled Solid Moves to Realize an Indonesia National Research and Innovation-Based Industrial Country, with the sub-theme Spice Pet Strategy in the Five National Industrial Priorities to Realize a Self-Reliant Indonesia. In addition to chairperson of Megawati Soekarnoputri and a number of PDIP elites, the opening of the Rakernas was also attended by a number of national figures, such as former Vice President Tri Sutrisno, member of Indonesian Cabinet Onward, and leaders of political parties. President Joko Widodo received SoftBank President Masayoshi Son to discuss potential cooperation. When meeting President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday, Masayoshi said that there are new projects prepared by President Joko Widodo to be discussed. He considered Jakarta as the capital has a long history, success, and a number of problems to be solved. Masayoshi also expressed his interest in the potential cooperation that can be done. Responding to Masayoshi, President Joko Widodo explained the background of Indonesian capital, Jakarta. He said that Jakarta's population currently reaches 10 million people, with an area of 66,000 hectares wide. Meanwhile, the area of the new capital prepared reaches 256,000 hectares wide. Deputy Chairman of Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, Fadel Muhammad, urged the Indonesian government to take a prompt stance over the spiraling Middle East tension following the U.S. killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Fadel, after meeting with Iran's ambassador to Indonesia, Muhammad Khos Haikal Azad, on Friday, said that it is time for Indonesia to play a major role in this crucial issue, since the conflict is not solely a U.S.-Iran issue, but rather a humanitarian problem that many countries, including Indonesia, must play a significant role. He also views Indonesia's stance as crucial, since the U.S.-Iran conflict has become a global issue and can also potentially have a major global impact. Since the fall of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's regime, the security crisis has not been stable in the country. Thus, Indonesian's representative cannot carry out economic diplomacy enthusiastically. However, the Indonesian representative in Libya continues to look for opportunities in certain fields that could be collaborated by the two countries. This was expressed by Indonesian Charge d'Affaires in Libya, Muhammad Amar Ma'ruf, to the Voice of Indonesia on the occasion of the work meeting of the Indonesian representative with Ministry of Foreign Affairs at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs office in Jakarta on Friday. He said that one of the opportunities for Indonesia to continue to be improved is the export of medical devices. He also remarked that demand for Indonesian made medical devices for hospitals in Libya is relatively high.
Memang Pak Presiden kan bilang bahwa ada satu target yang dicapai.
It is true that the President said there must be one target to be achieved. So our benchmark is that if we talk about product issues, of course we try to see what potential products are. Apparently, the potential products is our health equipment. Alhamdulillah, last year there was a purchase transaction for medical equipment for hospitals by a company in Libya. For us, it's huge. Take for example, the first shipment is worth $93,000 and seemingly they already have purchasing orders for next year, which are worth more. However, that is just talking on paper, and the situation is different now, and I'm afraid that suddenly the war will occur again. The Indonesian representatives in Libya on limited basis also continue to make promotional efforts within the Indonesian embassy, remembering that it is not possible to do in an open place. Promotional activities in the country can only be held through activities such as limited exhibitions by inviting business people and users of Indonesian products and services in Libya. Previously, President Jokowi, when opening the Ministry of Foreign Affairs meeting on Thursday, asked for more intensive economic diplomacy. He set a target for export increase that needed to be boosted through the role of ambassadors in countries around the world. Governor of East Kalimantan, Isran Nur, confirmed in Samarinda on Friday that in 2020, there are four national strategic projects to be undertaken in the province of East Kalimantan. The four projects are the normalization of Karang Mumus River in Samarinda with a project value of nearly 2 trillion rupiah, the construction of Lambakan Reservoir in Pasir Regency, Balikpapan, Penajam, Toll Bridge, and construction of 280-kilometer border road. He also explained that the provincial government of East Kalimantan is trying to avoid mega projects at the expense of regional budget. United States President Donald Trump said that his government has increased sanctions against Iran. The sanction is increased after Tehran fired missiles at the U.S. military base in Iraq where the U.S. troops stay. He said at the White House, USA on Friday that at present, sanctions has increased substantially. However, he did not elaborate in it detail. He also said that the U.S. state treasurer would give a statement after Iran launched an attack on a military base in Iraq on Friday. The 45th U.S. President Donald Trump promised to increase economic sanctions against Iranian regime. Russian President Vladimir Putin oversaw military training of ships in the Black Sea near Crimea. The Kremlin said that in military exercise, a hypersonic Kinzhal air missile launch was also held. On Friday, the Kremlin said that a pair of MiG-31K interceptor jets fired targets at military test sites. The exercise involved several Russian Navy ships. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Since then, Russia has been building military infrastructure on the peninsula. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
The first news comes from Banjar District, South Kalimantan. A special type of durian named by its owner, Duri Hitam, won a durian contest which was held in the village of West Manikapau, Karang Intan District, Banjar, South Kalimantan Province. On last Wednesday, January the 8th. In addition to the durian contest, the activity initiated by the Banjar Food and Horticultural Service Office on Wednesday also held a festival of various kinds of food made of durian. The event was called Banjar Exotic Fruit 2020 and is an annual agenda of the district. Banjar Region Khalilur Rahman said that durians in the West Manikapau durian contest were liked by many people because of their soft and delicate taste. It is hoped that in addition to finding local durian varieties to be proposed as national superior varieties, the festival will also motivate farmers who are in the center of food production. Next news comes from Bengkulu. A total of 5 Rafflesia arnoldii flowers bloomed at 3 points in the forest area of Ulak Village, Bandung Kau Regency, Bengkulu Province. Anthony William, chairperson of the Youth Care Tourism Community for Pelista Muara Sahung District, said last Wednesday that the 5 flowers were located in 3 different locations with a distance of about 500 meters. At present, according to Pelista data, there are more than 20 humps of flowers in these 11 habitat points. Anthony Williams hoped the wealth of flora, which has become an icon of Bengkulu province, can be a capital in developing the Ulak village in Bandung as a tourism village. Promotions and publication through social media that have been used by Pelista have produced results. The proof, a number of domestic and foreign tourists from Russia and Australia have come to their villages to see firsthand the habitat of Rafflesia flowers. The latest news comes from East Kota Waringin, South Kalimantan. A resort in East Kota Waringin, together with Bayangkari or Police Wives Organization, planted 1,000 mangrove seedlings in Ujung Pandaran Beach in Teluk Sampit District to save the ecosystem in the area. East Kota Waringin Police Chief Muhammad Romel in Sampit said Thursday that this was part of the Greening Concern Police Program. Mangrove planting was carried out jointly by the ranks of police and their wives in Kota Waringin Timur, the apparatus of Teluk Sampit District and Ujung Pandaran Village and the local community. Ujung Pandaran Beach was chosen as the location of the reforestation because this beach is very prone to damage. The mangrove trees planted are later expected to protect the beach from strong waves that trigger abrasion. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
We began today in history with the event of January 11, 1922, that insulin began to be used to heal diabetes in humans. After 1 year research, finally the first diabetes patient in Toronto, Canada, was cured with insulin. Previously, the patient had been isolated since July 27, 1921, by Dr. Frederick Banting and his assistant, Charles Best. Insulin is a hormone that helps blood sugar regulation in the pancreas. Dr. Frederick Banting's research made him obtain the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1923. We turn to the event of January 11, 1962, that Mount Huascarán in Peru erupted. Mount Huascarán, or Nevado, is part of the Western Andes and is the highest mountain in Peru and the highest fourth mountain in South America. Its height reaches 6,768 meters. On January 11, 1962, Mount Huascarán erupted. The eruption killed about 1,000 people. We conclude today in history on January 11, 1964, when Luther Terry, expert of General Surgeon of the United States, issued the first United States government health report on the dangers of smoking to health. The report opened the war between the United States government and cigarettes, a struggle that was also done by other countries around the world. Terry mentioned that smoking causes lung cancer and heart attacks. The report was followed by next announcement in 1972 by expert of general surgeons that passive smoker has the same risk as active smokers. Anyone could suffer cancer and fatal disorders. 1 year since the report issued in 1964, cigarette packs in America has included the dangers of tobacco. In 1969, the United States issued a law banning cigarette advertising on television and radio, but it started being implemented in 1971. Listener, that was Today in History. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on state-owned enterprises ready to explore synergy with the Indonesian ambassadors. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir is ready to explore synergies with the ambassadors of the Republic of Indonesia who are stationed in a number of countries in order to seize investment opportunity, exports and cooperation partners. The minister said after becoming a guest speaker in a panel discussion entitled Increasing Investment and Added Value in the Natural Resource Industry at a working meeting of all the heads of representatives of the Republic of Indonesia held by the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Thursday, January the 9th. He explained about the state-owned enterprises to the ambassadors as well as seeking a synergy between the ministry and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. According to Erick Thohir, the purpose of sharing was to explore things that could be synergized between state-owned enterprises and the embassies of the Republic of Indonesia throughout the world. Erick Thohir said he had talked to the head of Investment Coordinating Board and the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources about how to explore synergies with ambassadors. He added President Joko Widodo had given directions to the ambassadors that the focus of their work now is 70-80% in the economic sector. Thus, export and investment are key indicators of the ambassadors' performance. According to Erick Thohir, this policy is positive for state-owned enterprises, bearing in mind that they make products that could be a necessity for other countries. He gave an example of PT Inka, which manufacture trains and could become partners in countries such as Bangladesh and others. In addition, Indonesian export such as rattan commodities can get a new market in countries such as Africa. The ambassadors should understand things like this better so they can work together with the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises. Synergy with the ambassadors can also be aimed at finding partners. Erick Thohir revealed President Joko Widodo would visit the United Arab Emirates this week to sign an oil refinery collaboration with the United Arab Emirates State-Owned Enterprises, Abu Dhabi National Oil Company. According to Erick Thohir, cooperation can also be carried out with several other companies to create employment opportunities. He stressed this is where the role of ambassadors is important. Well, that was my Indonesia today on state-owned enterprises ready to explore synergy with the Indonesian ambassadors abroad.
Tanpa alasan berulang ingin bertemu, aku punya perasaan, nampaknya kau tak mengerti. Tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk, aku mencintamu, tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku. Yang jatuh cinta aku selalu menemani saat kau rapuh dan jatuh. Namun saat kau bahagia, nampaknya ku terlupakan. Tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk, aku mencintamu, tapi dirimu tak
pernah sadari aku yang jatuh cinta. Ingin aku jadi kekasih yang baik, berikan aku kesempatan. Oh, tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk, aku mencintamu, tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari. Yang jatuh cinta, dan aku mencintamu, tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku sungguh jatuh cinta. Bukan ku tanpa alasan.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you Sanwa Island in Riau Islands. Stay tuned. Sanwa Island is the one of the outermost islands in Indonesia. The island is located in Ranai, Natuna Regency, Riau Islands. Sanwa Island has beautiful panorama, especially its beaches. The island looks like a pregnant woman from above. Therefore, local people call it the Pregnant Woman Island. According to a legend, in the past there was a pregnant woman who was extremely stingy. When she gave birth, no one wanted to help her. Afterwards, she went to the beach to meet her husband, who was fishing. However, the woman passed away on her way to the beach. Listeners, when visiting this island, you will find turtles that roam freely on the beach, which has white sand and clear blue sea water. The Sanwa Island is also famous for its swallow nest cave that directly faces the edge of the sea, and the cave is surrounded by steep rocks. From the top of this swallow nest cave, you can enjoy views like Mount Ranai, Batu Sindu, and Tanjung Beach. If you visit the Sanwa Island, you must bring your own lunch because there are no shops at the island. The Sanwa Island is an uninhabited island. Only the guardians of the Swallow Nest Cave live on this island. For those who are keen on fishing, don't forget to bring your own fishing gear. Likewise, for those who are passionate about snorkeling, you should also bring your own snorkeling equipment. Listener, in order to reach Sanwa Island, you must first go to Natuna by using a small plane with a capacity of 45 people from Hang Nadim Airport, Batu Besar, Batam, Riau Islands, or from Kijang Airport, Tanjung Pinang. You can also travel by plane, which takes approximately 1 hour 30 minutes, or you can also use a cruise line by Pelni Ship from the port of Kijang, Tanjung Pinang, Riau Islands. But the ship will only return to Natuna 1 week later. The boat trip takes around 12 hours. When you arrive in Natuna, you can continue your trip to the village of Sepempang and then proceed to the Senoa Island. The trip takes approximately 15 minutes and costs approximately 300,000 rupiah until 500,000 rupiah depending on the size of the boat. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today about Senoa Island in Riau Islands. I'm Putri Safitradala. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Syaratkan, tak perlu ragu, coba kan.
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miscellany. Today's edition is about Sangkuriang Agrihorti, the new variety of anti-leaf diseases. Stay tuned. In early 2020, the Ministry of Agriculture introduced a new superior variety of potato plant, which is an innovation of the Agricultural Research and Development Agency, or Balitbang. The potato innovation is Sangkuriang Agrihorti, a new variety that is predicted to be resistant to leaf rot. This Sangkuriang Agrihorti variety is the result of crossing from varieties of Atlantic potatoes with Katahdin potatoes, so the taste is still the same as Atlantic types of potatoes. The Sangkuriang Agrihorti potatoes have the main characteristic of having a shiny leaf top surface, long oval-shaped tubers, creamy tuber skin, bright yellow tuber flesh color, and bitter taste. The advantages of this variety include harvesting 100 to 110 days after planting, it can adapt to the highlands, tuber yields 24.61 to 34.99 tons per hectare, has a shelf life of 2 to 3 months after harvest, and is tolerant of leaf disease. According to the Agriculture Research and Development Agency, some of the values of the superiority factors, the new superior varieties of Sangkuriang Agrihorti potatoes, have a very high nature of technological innovation, so it is likely to be adopted by farmers. When viewed in terms of food safety, the new superior varieties of potatoes are very safe for consumption. The potatoes themselves come from the South American region and are tubers that are classified as short-lived plants. Potato plants grow with bushy and pervasive properties. The trunk is rectangular in shape and the leaves are reddish green or purplish. And listener, that was Miscellany for today.
Katakan sangat dalam kau rindukan aku. Dan tadi pagi-pagi kamu menghampiri. Kau bilang ingin bertemu karena terlalu rindu. Dan kau memelukku. Ku rasa ku kini jatuh cinta lagi padamu kekasih. Berulang kali ku ingin kau tahu
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Harapanku. The song Harapanku was composed by Ismanto, who is also keroncong singer. Keroncong rhythm is so melodious in this song. The song tells about hope and dream, which is tempest in the soul. Big dream and hope are meant that Indonesian people feel happy and prosperous together. Well, listener, here is Toto Salmon with the song entitled Harapanku.
Karena jiwaku siang malam selalu. Mencari kumandang gemah panggilan harapanku. Yang bermukim di dalam mimpi, yang menjelma rona cita. Betapa ku rindukan rasa bahagia. Serta kemakmuran bersama bagi bangsa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Project Pop is in the house, y'all.
Baby, only hatlah dirimu seperti ingin mau lanjutkan hidup. Maybe kamu patah hatimu, pacarmu mengkhianatimu. Keki, oh iri hatimu ketika mantanmu terlihat dari jauh. Punya pacar baru lebih keren darimu, takkan mau jatuh cinta lagi. Oh, jika kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti, kayak mau mati. Baby, you gotta wake up.
Bareng teman-teman, just having fun. Nonton film, makan-makan, pergi liburan.
Hanya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti, kayak mau mati. Baby, you gotta wake up.
Kayak dodo,
I say baby gotta let
Voice of Indonesia.
Adakah satu yang kau rasa sedikit berbeda dari yang biasa? Menjadi satu tanda tanya, apa yang sedang terjadi kini?
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.